Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, it may be the start of silly season. It kind of feels like that reading the papers this morning. But we do have an opinion poll to get our teeth into. It's on the front of the Irish Times. I imagine they'll get a few days out of this poll. The story today is that support for government parties is holding steady as Sinn Féin slumps. This is the latest Irish Times Ipsos B&A opinion poll. There's a substantial increase in support for independence since the last poll in April. And the government parties are showing little movement in support since April. The state of the parties when undecided voters are excluded is Fianna Fáil on 22%, no change, Sinn Féin on 22%, down 4%, and Fine Gael on 17%, up 1%. And the comparisons are with the previous Irish Times poll, which was on the 16th of April. Social Democrats is at 6%, down 1%, Labour on 4%, down 1%, the Greens at 3%, no change, People Before Profit Solidarity on 2%, down 1%, and Aintu is on 2%, up 1%, and Independents and Others are at 22%, up 5%, and that includes the Independent Ireland Party. Support for the party leaders, Micheál Martin, 44%, he's down 1%, Simon Harris is on 38%, down 4%, and Mary Lou MacDonald is on 36%, down 1%. More about that in the Irish Times. The Irish Examiner has a photograph of Rory McIlroy on a bench at Royal Portrush yesterday during the practice round ahead of teeing off at the Open Championship, or the British Open if you're Shane Coleman. We have to say the British Open, but that gets underway today. Padraig Harrington is first out. I saw Padraig Harrington set his alarm for 4 o'clock this morning to get ready for it. And Rory McIlroy is teeing off at 3:10. The main story on the front of the Examiner is that Ireland is being hit by a cocaine perfect storm because we have increased availability, higher purity and greater affordability, according to new research. The country's leading drug experts said a range of indicators consistently point to a worsening problem and warned that there is potential for even further increases in cocaine use and harms. There's a massive rise in cocaine admissions to hospitals, which apparently is the tip of the iceberg, and the research indicates that only a fifth of attendances end up in admission. So they may end up in A&E with a cocaine issue, but only one in five are being admitted into hospital with it. So we have a perfect storm of cocaine. And as we've regularly said here, cocaine available in every town, village and city, and probably parish pump at this stage. The Irish Daily Mail says that "Did you fall into a vat of Guinness?" is the headline. Micheál Martin has rejected comments by the US ambassador to Israel, who asked whether Ireland had fallen into a vat of Guinness over the Occupied Territories Bill, which is a bit of an old stereotype or trope about the Irish. Mick Huckabee made the remarks this week, accusing Ireland of diplomatic intoxication and calling on the country to sober up. And those comments have drawn the ire of people like the Taoiseach, who don't feel, obviously, that that's very appropriate, speaking about Ireland in that particular way. Irish Independent on the front page says just two children in need of urgent spinal surgeries got treatment abroad so far this year, and we have a legal instruction to the HSE to provide all children with scoliosis the option to travel. One mother told the Irish Independent she couldn't understand why her child had not been offered the chance to have surgery abroad. So obviously the child, the mother felt, was able to travel, but they weren't offered it for some reason. The Irish Sun on the front page, "Snuff Justice" is the headline. A thug, this is what the Sun says, a thug who's missing part of his nose was caged for 15 years after a 10 million euro drugs and cash bust. Andrew Pender, age 53, who had surgery on his nose, was at the top tier of a Dublin drugs mob. And the Irish Daily Star on the front page says the secret 10 million euro drug lord. This is the highest level drug baron who got 15 years for running a 10 million euro drug operation. Andrew Pender controlled a sophisticated drug cell supplying coke, ketamine, cannabis and MDMA. Also on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, 10 million euro Mr. Nobody drug lord who hid in the shadows is the headline there. And in happier news, on the pig's back, the family who won Ireland's largest ever jackpot of 250 million euro have insisted they will still eat ham and cheese sandwiches for lunch. The lucky family collected their Euro Millions prize yesterday and they plan to spend it on travel, holiday homes and a Rolex watch. One of the family said, I'll still be having my favourite ham and cheese sambo for lunch every day, just until they find something nicer maybe for lunch. Maybe some caviar or something like that. Inside the papers, the Irish Examiner tells us we have a new working group to examine whether commercial sunbeds should be banned in Ireland, and the group must report back to the government with its recommendations within 6 months. Kind of mad that we still have sunbeds here, given that we know the dangers associated with them. The Mail tells us Michelle Obama has laughed off speculation that she spit from her husband, insisting she never thought about quitting my man. I think half the reason there are all these rumours is that every other interview she does, she kind of criticises him in some way, which is why people may have thought that. Now, we know of labradoodles and cockapoos, but the Mail tells us, are you aware of a toodle, a bolla noodle or the scoodle? Because these are some of the designer poodle crossbreeds that are surging in popularity. The bolla noodle is bolognese and poodle, which is a fluffy, affectionate breed, while the toodle is an adorable mix of the teddy bear schnoodle and English golden doodle. That's quite a mouthful when you're trying to call your dog. I prefer the sort of proper breeds of dogs than these sort of designer breeds. And final story comes from the Star. Today is World Emoji Day, and we're told that the Tears of Joy emoji remains the most popular emoji in the world, but the red heart is a close second. And experts say a newer trend, popular with those from Gen Z and Gen Alpha, is using the wilted flower and broken heart emoji for people who want to show they're sad, but in a performative way. And instead of tears of joy, young people are using the skull emoji because they're dead from laughing. So apparently you're showing your age if you use the tears of joy emoji. But anyway, happy World Emoji Day to you.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.